Ron Van Dam. He doesn't need this gig. He's got all that money coming from that deposed Nigerian prince. Should be here any day now, and then he's kissing you suckers goodbye. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
What are you doing here?
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
You can stay here, just don't touch anything. Welcome to the program. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Guess which one I am? No. No, that's not me. That looks like me, but it's not me. No. If I were in a police lineup, I'd be the one all the way to the left. And I would be upset if you didn't pick me, because no one ever picks me for these things. Okay. Oh my. Oh my, I'm tired. You're making me tired. You're boring me. Oh, it's mutual? Who said that? Who said it's mutual? You in the back. Get out of here. I don't need you. Wrap up your speaker. Get out of here. Oh, how are you, kids? It's Labor Day weekend. Oh, man. Yeah, Labor Day. I don't know what it is either. I think it's the holiday when we honor women who are about to have babies. Pregnancy is a wonderful thing unless you're the person who's pregnant. Some women say, I feel wonderful being pregnant. Other women say, get the thing out of me. It's a problem for many. I speak as a third party. This is my third party. I had a party last week, one last night, and I'm having one tonight, and that'll be my third party. So thank you very much for your indulgence. Yeah, I honor pregnant women all across this country on Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Labor is a wonderful thing, and yet it's a horrible thing. The end result is a beautiful child, supposedly. But to get to that beautiful child, you have to pass a watermelon through your tunnel. I don't know how to put it gently. By the way, should kids be listening to this show? No, I never said they should, so don't blame me. Anyway, I honor these women. I could not have a baby. Not, for various reasons, most of them biological, but even if I could, I would think twice about it and then say, okay. Because I can't do that. I could not go through that pain. Who likes pain on purpose? I don't. Anyway, it takes two to tango. And I don't know why I'm talking about dancing all of a sudden. I think that's a phrase that you use whenever you blame somebody else for something. No, it's not my fault. Look, it takes two to tango. Okay, yeah. And what about the other dances? Yeah, it takes two to do most of those dances. Unless you're playing a song and you're walking around, all of a sudden you start dancing to it by yourself. That doesn't take two. That's one. That's your fault. Okay, all right, whatever. Yep. So happy Labor Day. Is that what you say? Happy Labor Day? Is this a memorial kind of day where you remember those who were in labor? I remember my wife had a baby. And on Labor Day, I take a moment to thank her for all she's been through in order to give me this marvelous child that other people think is a complete brat and a failure. But otherwise, we just love little Sydney. Sydney, is that a boy or a girl? We don't know. Does it matter? Does it really matter? No, it doesn't. You're right. It doesn't. It doesn't matter. The breath of life has been realized. I have a breath of life every once in a while. Well, I'll sit in a chair. If I'm getting a little anxious, I'll breathe deeply and exhale, and that calms me down. Anyway, happy Labor Day. What do you do on Labor Day? Eat a pizza? What is that? What do we do? No, we have a cookout, Ron. It's the last day of celebration of the summer. Oh, kids are back in school or just started a few days ago. And that's Labor Day to me. So eat a hot dog, shut down the grill. And there you have it. It's been a lousy summer. Oh my God, who came up with this summer? There have been incredibly horrible storms and heat and humidity, wildfires, tornadoes, hurricanes. Whoopee! What a wonderful, wonderful summer that was. Is that what we do at Labor Day? We sit back and we remember all the things we did that we had to labor through. Oh, I remember I had to paint my room. Oh, that was laborious. I remember that. Am I doing the right thing here on Labor Day, remembering labor? Or are we honoring our workers? Oh, them, the ones we have to pay to get things done. Why are we honoring them when they get paid to do it? If they did it for free, I'd say they need a holiday. It is an odd holiday, isn't it? Be honest with me. Nobody ever explains it. We don't take a moment to do anything about it. We don't know what it is. To me, Labor Day was just Jerry Lewis begging for money. Which I miss, by the way, not the begging the money thing, but Jerry Lewis, he did the telethon. Some people loved him, some people hated him, but he was the benchmark of Labor Day. Do you remember that?
Well, Ron, I'm a millennial. I'm a millennial. I'm a Generation P.
No, I'm the Generation P. I'm the one that gets up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I'm the Generation P.
Jerry Lewis, who was that?
Okay, all right, never mind. We've parted mental company here. I'm not going to sit here and explain who Jerry Lewis was. I just can't do that. I could, I just don't want to. But happy Labor Day, whatever. Did you get a gift yet for your significant other on Labor Day? Are we supposed to do that? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Did you know Labor Day is the second most populous day for buying flowers?
What? I thought that was Easter and birthdays and Valentine's Day. And
Nope. It's Labor Day. You didn't know that? You better run out and get some flowers quickly. Your significant other, whether it be a man or a woman, will say, hey, where's my flowers? It's Labor Day. Yeah, that's what they'll say, all right. And you gullible people, mostly Trump supporters, will say, oh, okay, I'll do whatever you say. Yeah, I guess, okay, whatever. All right, my guest today is, here we go again. I don't particularly believe in this particular thing that the guest is talking about, yet I need to be pleasant. There's a woman in Alabama. She's my guest today, coming up soon in the program out here. And she is Airbnb host of the year. Okay, that's nice. Good for you. She's supposedly a very lovely young person, or an older person. I don't know her age because it's a audio interview. I don't see them. I just hear them, and vice versa. Anyway, she's the Airbnb host of the year for Alabama. I didn't know there was a point to having Airbnbs in Alabama because I didn't think anybody ever went there. Now, I'm not putting down Alabama. It's just that I just never see any commercials on TV. Come to Alabama. We got everything. I don't know what it is, but we got it. We got rivers, trees, and land, and some people. We got it all. Okay, every state has that, but okay, whatever. I've never, you know, turned to my spouse and said, "Hey, you know where I want to go on vacation? Alabama." No, it's never happened, and I don't think it ever would. Because if I said that to my spouse, she would say to me, "You need to seek mental health help." But apparently this lady does very well in Alabama. She has a horse farm, as I understand it, and we'll talk about that. I guess if you're into horses, you might go. Anyway. And I'm not putting Alabama down. Really not. I don't want to get any mail from Alabama because it's embarrassing. I'm sure it's a nice place. Not going to go unless I'm subpoenaed. I mean, I'm not going to Alabama. I'm sure it's a lovely place. I really am. I'm just a little bit scared to go south of the Mason-Dixon line. It's a Civil War thing. Never got over that. I wasn't alive then. Some people think I was, but I wasn't. I'm just scared to cross the line there. I've driven, when I was younger, I did drive from New York to Florida, as most people do. There is a sign that says Mason-Dixon line, and when I crossed it, I feared for my life, and I don't know why. It's a beautiful country, isn't it? Anyway, Florida, man, come on, come down and visit Florida. Whoa, get rid of your governor first. Why don't you do that? But he's very popular. I don't know why. Ron DeSantis, holy crap, man, what's up with you? What are you just doing stuff in order to be unpopular? I don't understand you. Are you trying to create a perfect society? In your mind, is that what you're supposed to be doing? No, you're not. You're supposed to not do that. You don't ban things and direct how people are going to think and what they're going to have available to them and all. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to represent things, not make things up and then rule them. I mean, you're not the ruler of the universe. That wasn't the idea. Democracy was not supposed to have a ruler that made decisions for you. It wasn't supposed to be like that. You're supposed to be the one making the decisions in unison. So that Mason-Dixon line, like drawing a line in the sand sometimes for me. So no, I'm not going to Alabama. But anyway, we're going to talk. It's what I don't really care for is the Airbnb thing. I've talked about that before. I don't want to stay in anybody's house, and I don't want them staying in mine. That's a freedom that I have in this country, and you're not changing that. So you're not staying in my house, and I'm not staying in yours. I don't want to stay in your house. They have a thing called hotels. Really? Yes, hotels, they're buildings usually, and you pay the person money and you can stay in the room, and it's usually very, very nice. There's maid service. It's usually in places where there's other things to see and attractions. Oh, then why do they have Airbnbs? I don't know. I don't know why. Some people have fixations about staying in other people's homes. Why would you do that? I don't want to stay in your home. I don't know where you've been. I'm not going to a place with a black light and you turn the black light on, you see semen all over the walls. I'm not into that stuff, man. Ron, you would see that in hotels. I know, but hotels are created for that purpose. No. Hotels have bars and restaurants downstairs sometimes, and amenities and people that'll, you know, take care of you and stuff. I don't know why this Airbnb. Well, because it's cheaper than a hotel. Not always. But I get off staying in other people's houses. Oh, do you? Fetish? Should we call that a fetish? You can tell by my rhetoric that I'm not into Airbnbs. I don't even understand why I'm saying those things. Airbnb. I think B&B was bed and breakfast. That was a thing, but only if you stayed in a small village that didn't have hotels. It was an option in case you were going to a place that didn't have any hotels. See, I'm not into the charm. I don't travel for charm. I travel for convenience and, you know, nice places. Not for charm. But Ron, there's no way that you can get the feel of the culture and the community by staying in a hotel. If you stay in somebody's home, you get a real feel for what life is like in that particular community. Oh, really? I don't think so. I get a real feel for staying in somebody's home, and I don't want to do that. And God forbid I would ever allow somebody to stay in my home whom I didn't know at all. What are you kidding me? I mean, I don't even understand any of it. However, Airbnb is a thing. People do use it quite frequently. It's okay. It's not for everybody, quite obviously, by my little speech here. So, our guest is going to join us. I'm going to be pleasant and I'm going to be nice. And that'll be it, because underneath the sarcasm and cranky facade that I put on for entertainment purposes only, I am a sweet, loving, understanding, respectful individual. Do I speak my mind? Yes, I do. Do I hurt anybody? No, because I don't want to touch anybody and I don't want them touching me, so no. Everybody has a different opinion on everything, and I understand that. I didn't understand that until recently, like 10 minutes ago, but yeah, okay, it does happen, so fine. Whatever. I do respect people. I respect all genders, all of them. Oh, I do. Yeah, I do.
Hi, I'm Gary Filkington, founder, owner, and operator of Filkington Gender Warehouse in picturesque West Bridgewater. We've got genders for all occasions here, for sale, lease, or hourly rental. There's no need whatsoever for you to agonize over what gender floats your proverbial boat. You can choose from one or more of our selection of over 30,000 government-certified genders of the highest quality. Come on in and talk to one of our qualified gender specialists, or feel free to browse around in our vast three-story gender showroom. Whether you're a boy or a girl or a genuflecting peach pit or whatever, you're guaranteed to find a gender that'll show the world you're something special. And while you're here, if you gotta use the can, it's open season, baby. Go wherever your spirit takes you. Filkington Gender Warehouse is open weekdays till 8 p.m. until 2 a.m. on Saturday for your late-night gender action. Surprise your friends, piss off your parents, get special treatment at your job with a brand new Filkington Gender, Filkington Gender Warehouse. We identify as being at 367 East Route 43 in West Bridgewater, so maybe go there.
We're talking to Rachel Clark, who just happens to be the most hospitable Airbnb host in Alabama. Congratulations, I suppose.
Well, thank you, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
How long have you been doing the Airbnb thing?
About 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Not very long. Yeah, not too long.
That's not so bad. And so that you got into this as an Airbnb host, and why did you decide to do that?
Well, we kind of got into it on a whim. We had bought a property here, and it had a barn stable for my horses and a little cottage on it. And we were going to renovate the cottage to live in. And so we were staying in the loft of the stable over the horses. Mm. And through the process of that, I realized that I didn't want to move into the cottage once we got it finished, because I loved living there over the horses and, you know, hearing them at night and being able to go down and check on them, because I'm, of course, a horsewoman.
Yep.
And so then we had to decide what to do with the cottage, and we threw around a lot of ideas, and my husband suggested we do an Airbnb, and I didn't really know what that was at the time. Mm-hmm. So we jumped in, and it just took off, and we've had such wonderful people stay with us. And Airbnb's been a really great help to help us along the way. So yeah, that's how it happened, kind of on a whim. And it just took off. After the cottage, we added three vintage campers, Airstream, which we have a glamping experience that we have here on our farm too. And then that took off. So we have four little Airbnbs here on our farm in Fairhope, Alabama.
Wow. Sounds like you're going to be big in real estate someday.
I don't know about real estate. I'd rather it be horses.
But. Yeah, I know. Sounds like it. Now, I would think, and most people would think, that Airbnbs would be most successful in big cities, tourist areas, you know, near hotels, but they don't want to stay in hotels. It sounds like you don't have any big tourist attractions around you, or do you?
Oh, we have so many beautiful things here. We are in a super great location between Mobile Bay, Weeks Bay, and then the beaches down at the Gulf, from Perdido Key Beach to Orange Beach and Gulf Shores. This is a short drive. Mm-hmm. The little town of Fairhope is just the sweetest little town on the water. So, you know, it is getting more and more touristy, but we're out in the country a little bit, so we kind of have more of a laid-back atmosphere. A lot of people come from cities like New Orleans,
and they want that.
And we'd love to have people come from Boston, of course.
Of course. Well, now people in other states have been named a similar title as yours. I understand this is happening from state to state.
Yes, it does. Airbnb awards hosts with that through their rating system of the guests have to leave a review, and then the host leaves a review after that. And I have 100% five-star reviews, 465 straight five-star reviews. And I'm not being boastful or anything. I just, you know, it just happened this way. We've just been really lucky having wonderful guests.
That's part of it. Yeah. You sound very...
That's all of it, really.
Well, you sound like really nice and very hospitable, so I guess that title would fit you even if you didn't have an Airbnb. I hope so. But you have indeed... See, what keeps me away from it sometimes is that I don't know what kind of people are going to be staying in my place, and what if they're like nasty, horrible people doing weird things? What do I do then?
Well, you just have to be really a genuine person to begin with and like people if you're going to have an Airbnb.
Yeah.
You know, it comes down, I really think it comes down to you, you know, the host, being honest and upfront. If you read the reviews on Airbnb before you go to stay in an Airbnb, they'll tell you all about that person or that place where you're staying. There's no way that can happen. And if you're concerned about having, I think the main thing about having good guests stay with you or is that we live on the property. And a lot of these Airbnbs are getting more and more towards managing systems. And they never meet anyone. So it's not an experience.
Well, it also makes
another thing, too. You might like to come visit me because I have organic blueberry bushes. And I make fresh homemade organic blueberry muffins for my guests.
Okay.
So
that'll do it.
You know,
that'll do it.
I'll push you over the edge. Okay,
that'll do
good.
It. That probably. All right. Now I'm seeing why you got the title. Yeah, that works. That definitely works. And that makes, you know, when you're nice to people, it makes people nice back to you. So you're right. When you're on the premises, when you're on the premises, they're not going to, you know, do stuff. But when they're alone, they, you know, okay, I don't know who this is. So that's nice. I like that. All right.
I don't know. I think, too, really, it's about, you know, the kind of guests that you draw and what kind of person you are. Like, I always tell people, if you have something that you really love, whether it's farming or horses or cars or motorcycles or bicycles or whatever, if you want to be an Airbnb host, then if you kind of put that into your Airbnb, you'll attract people that also like those things and want to be there as well. So, you know, and I think if you keep genuine, a lot of times I think, you know, if you're genuinely want people to have a good time, I really want my guests to have a wonderful, you know, relaxing, safe experience wherever they're staying, then I think that it comes back to you. And I think that they'll come back to you just like our guests do. Like this weekend over Labor Day, I've got almost all return guests. One coming with a new boyfriend, a military girl that lived on a submarine for 6 months. Another couple that's celebrating their birthday. They've been here 3 or 4 times. They're bringing their friends for the first time. And then some new guests that are staying here in the cottage where I'm talking to you for the Labor Day weekend. So,
interesting. Rachel, how many horses do you have?
Well, right now I just have two older horses. Dressage horses and a little miniature horse.
Wow.
I actually lived up there in your area for a little while, for 6 months.
I'm so sorry.
Professional rider. I lived in Groton.
Yeah. Wow.
And I loved that. It was the most beautiful place.
It's very nice.
And one of the most beautiful places. And then I got to go into Boston a couple times, and I really loved walking around your beautiful city. And I was lucky I was there in the springtime, and it was just really, really nice. So,
Rachel, here's what you should do. You should get some more horses because you love them so much. Open up a ranch where people stay for a couple of days and enjoy the horse ranch atmosphere, and then you're in business. You'll be a millionaire.
Well, I don't know about a millionaire. You don't get rich doing this Airbnb.
Well, and it helps.
One of my Airbnbs, one of the Silver Star, one of our vintage campers, has a stable connected to it. And so if someone wanted to come and stay with us and bring their horse for a little long weekend or a week or a month or whatever, have it all set up. Haven't had that happen yet, but maybe soon. I'd love to have a horsey person stay. Always wonderful to have them.
We've done a lot of interviews with Airbnb, and it seems like the people that are creative and innovative and have something different than the other places have, they succeed greatly, and that's apparently what's happening there with you as well. Okay.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's the case. All right. How can people get more information about visiting an Airbnb or actually hosting one?
Yeah, well, thank you, Ron. I think the main thing is to go to Airbnb.com. Mm-hmm. They can help you out. And if anyone wants to reach out to me personally, mm-hmm. they can get me at stayinfairhope.com. And I'd be happy to help, too. If they want to come stay, you want to come stay.
There you go.
I'd love to have you. And anywhere else in the country, just go to Airbnb.com and find you a little space that's safe in to stay mm-hmm. in the kind of crazy world we're in. So
yes, it is quite crazy, yeah. Rachel. It is quite crazy.
Yeah, and that's what's nice about staying here. It's kind of a little paradise tucked away.
Yeah.
So if you need to get away from a city or just anywhere,
yeah,
it's a good spot to go.
Just get
I'm sure there are plenty more.
Absolutely, get away from it all. Turn your phone off and enjoy the scenery.
Yeah.
And I get that. All right,
for
Rachel,
sharing.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and congratulations and continued success to you.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. And hey, if you ever want to get away during those snowy months up there in Boston, come on down.
Okay.
Our weather down here is beautiful in the winter.
All righty, thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. All right. I'm out of time for today. She was quite pleasant, to be honest with you. She is charming. Oh, my God, she is. Still, not for me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back again on Tuesday, I believe. Is that right? Yeah, probably. With a brand new show. But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.